episode is presented by MSP GeekCon 2023, a conference for MSPs by MSPs. Occurring May 21st through the 23rd, 2023 in Orlando, Florida, this two-day event is built around the journey of technical growth from Tier 1 to Tier 3. If you're interested in attending, speaking, or sponsoring the event, visit MSPGeekCon.com for more information.
Good morning, and welcome to the November 25th episode of the MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Simon Escobar, producer for MSP Dispatch, and as always, I'm joined by my editor, Mr. Phil Buck. How's it going, Phil?
Hey, as Tony always likes to say, excellent, brother. Excellent. How the heck are you?
Well, I just got back from Thanksgiving. We had a lot of turkey, as always. Nice. Like Ray said, we are Hispanic here in Miami, so I had a little bit of the caja china.
I don't know if
anyone actually checked it out. We had some Cuban friends over. We had some good pork, some good ham, some good mashed potatoes. But more importantly, we got to spend time with our families, which is what's most important in Thanksgiving. How about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Nice. Yeah, actually, this year we opted not to do a turkey at all. We got a pretty small family here where I'm at, so normally we just do like a turkey breast or something. But in the spirit of the caja china, we decided to just do ham. We got a half of a ham, roasted it, glazed it. It was wonderful. But we're not here to talk about Thanksgiving. In fact, today, instead of doing our normal show, we decided, like most everybody's doing right now, to spend time with our family and friends. So for the holiday, we're presenting a special best of clip show for our Thanksgiving special. So some of our favorite moments from the show, besides the outtakes, of course, which I think we've already got a couple for ourselves, but beyond the outtakes, some of our special moments are always happening right at the front of the show with the banter. So we wanted to take a look back at some of our favorite opening banters. And first up, we're going to take it all the way back to the first ever banter between Ray and Tony, where Ray kind of sums up what we do at MSP Dispatch.
And after that, you'll see some of the best banter bits we've had, from yeeting things into space to being on fleek, and way much more.
All right, let's take a look.
Yeet into the clips. Let's go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the MSP Dispatch. This is your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm joined by my co-host, Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, Ray. Thank you for having us all here together. This is an amazing event. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, which is basically the entire planet, because it's a brand new thing, we did a breaking news event last week. Thanks to Tom Lawrence again for helping me with that. But this is going to be our regular series. It'll be a true community discussion. That's the point behind MSP Media Network. It is 1,000 voices, one community. Good morning and welcome to the June 21st episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm back, and I want to say thank you to Tom Lawrence and Jason Slagle for covering for me last week, and joined as always, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, my brother?
I'm great, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm not only good, I'm also Batman.
Poor Ray. Everyone here can imagine what's happening on the back room channel. I'm begging Ray. I said, please, please just say, I am Batman.
I don't know what's worse, if I do like, I'm Batman, or like, which every time I get sick, that's exactly what I chase. My son loves it. I just go throughout the house. My wife gets so annoyed with me, but it's nonstop. I'm Batman. And I will say, if you're going to send your people out to conferences, be prepared to lose them for a couple of weeks when they come back, due to conference related illnesses, as, I myself, I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client,
can attest to.
But that's not what we're here for. We're not here for comics. We're here for news. And Tony, you got a lot of news. Good morning and welcome to the September 9th, 2022 episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Orsini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Awesome. Apple event happened. Who's not happy at this point? That's all I have to say. Just, I'm good. I'm like, you and your 15 Apple books that you purchased because you're not an Apple fanboy.
Tony is in Christmas mode. He is so happy. I can only imagine he'll be pre-ordering and waiting at midnight, but we'll talk about that in his story. Good morning and welcome to the October 18th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Orsini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
I am doing great and started off laughing. If you have not seen the bloopers at the end, please watch the bloopers.
I was just talking about how smooth these were going. I was, like, we were doing so well.
So good.
And it's not like I'm reading from a teleprompter.
We need to get teleprompters. I'm just saying.
Well, if you love that, you're going to love this. You've seen SpaceX. You've seen satellite. I mean, you're in Florida. You've seen satellites being launched into space with rockets and super cool, right? Like rockets, red glare and all that fun stuff. But I saw a video the other day. Simon, roll the video, man. They found a new way to do this where they're going to be yeeting. I don't know a better way to say this. Yeeting satellites into space. Instead of using rockets to do this, which, you know, takes money and takes resources and bad for the environment and all that fun stuff, they're using this circular, I mean, this thing is massive. It's basically the circular thing that keeps spinning and spinning and spinning and then catapults the satellites directly into space. There we go. That's the NASA yeeter. That's not the official name. That's what I'm calling it. It is massive. And because it's NASA, because that's what they do. And it just spins and yeet, right into space. How cool is that, dude?
is that where the name, the genesis of the name came? It's a
listen, I have a 9-year-old boy. We play a lot of Fortnite. I learn a lot of words that I really wish I didn't know. But honestly, yeet is one of the fun ones, man. Yeet. What do you say we yeet into the news?
Let's do it.
Good morning and welcome to the October 28th, 2022 episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. As always, I'm Ray Rossini and joined by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, brother. Excellent. How are you doing? I'm good. I'm in the yellow, but you are in Orlando.
I'm in the one place in Florida where the outside weather is beautiful 24/7. So this is a true story. I'm at the Gaylord Palms, right? And you and I were supposed to be together in Nashville for CompTIA. Thank you for holding it down. I appreciate it. So I can come over here to the 7-figure MSP event. But I'm in the Gaylord Palms and we were here for Secure in June, July. And I'm sitting having dinner with Super Cousin Danny and a couple other people. And I'm saying, and it's a nice like boathouse, open windows, beautiful night. And I'm like, wow, the weather's really nice tonight. And Danny just starts laughing. Now this is the end of the night and we'd been drinking. So, you know, whatever, but he's laughing and he's laughing hardcore. And I'm like, I didn't say anything that funny. He goes, dude, we're in a dome. I don't know if you can see above me. It's completely covered. It's all indoors. It just looks outdoors. So you know what else is perfect? We got to bring up our interesting topic of the day. Microsoft Teams has released a new upbeat version of their ringtone. And I don't think a lot of people know this. Now, I wanted to bring it up because, you know, we've had our the Hackett promos, the MSP Econ. Our producer, Phil, makes some amazing hard-hitting beats. Like, I love the music. And, you know,
I should have said something.
Hold my beer. So they come out with this. Listen to this. Do the Night at the Roxbury, right? But
yeah. I tried to do it for you, Ray.
You know, go check that out on Teams and but don't do that right now because we have some news.
What do you say? We have news?
You get into it?
Let's get into the news.
Good morning and welcome to the November 8th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, excellent, especially when I see the blooper reels at the end. Coming in hot.
They're always the best.
When we come out of the gate with the blooper reels, you know it's going to be a special episode.
Two words in.
And we start with bloopers, but we also started by learning that we were living a lie. Our own media editor, Phil, gets a lot of credit for making a lot of the music, a lot of the all the videos and stuff that we do. But the Hackett promo that we've been – oh, yeah, now you're the banter, Phil. That's already pops up.
I didn't mean
– I'm the banter.
I didn't mean
– We just found out that the Hackett promo, to which we've been saying is a bop. That's a hard hitting banger that we've been dancing to for the last several weeks. It's not his original music, and he never said a word. Yes.
How could you?
Next, you're going to tell me Santa's not real. I don't know if I can.
It was just a misunderstanding.
Good morning. Welcome to the November 11th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, brother. Excellent. Wait, hold on. You said Tony, so.
Tony Prince.
Oh,
yes. Tony Thomas.
Today I'm other Tony. Other Tony.
The real
is doing
Tony.
Great.
Right?
No.
I'm just the Tony.
The Tony of.
We have superstars of unfleek Tony.
That's really.
Learned what that meant. They explained it to
me. Oh, yeah. Wait for the bloopers. You'll see it.
I love those.
That's what always sets Tony apart. He's always on fleek, as we know. He never stops being
on fleek. You gotta be on fleek. You can't do MSP Dispatch. MSP Dispatch rules. Be on the yellow, be on fleek.
That's part of our pre-show checklist. On fleek right there is the last thing we do.
Very important.
It is pretty amazing how funny like a technology news show can be, but even though we like to keep it funny on MSP Dispatch, the heart of the show is the hard-hitting reporting we do on the important issues affecting the MSP community. And I think some of the best examples of that have been the many special reports and breaking news that we put out.
That's right, Phil. We just put one out on Wednesday. Make sure you check it out if you missed it. And one thing to note is that the very first episode of MSP Dispatch that started it all was a special report on an Okta hack with special guest Tom Lawrence. Let's take a look back at that and some of our other special reports.
Good morning and welcome to MSP Media Network's breaking news. There's been a breach. I think at this point we can say it's been confirmed at Okta, who is the world's number one source for SSO. Is that appropriate, Tom? Is that a good description?
Yeah, I think they even claim to be the best according to Gartner.
In this special edition, we're going to be talking about the recent rebranding of Enable standalone backup product to Co. We talked about originally on a previous issue of MSP Dispatch. To discuss some of the details of the recent rebranding, I'm joined by the VP of Product Management at Enable, Stefan Vos. Stefan, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Ray. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. And you're joining us from Germany today, you said, right?
That's correct. Yep.
So even nicer. We have international recording. I love this. Good morning and welcome to this special report of MSP Dispatch. Today we're going to be talking about Huntress's new program, Neighborhood Watch. And joining me to speak about this is Tracy Arisco. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on this morning.
And we want to get into this program. We're talking about the Neighborhood Watch program you guys recently released. Huntress is always doing amazing things for the community, helping the MSPs. But for those that don't know, can you give us a little bit about how Huntress helps MSPs?
Absolutely. So we have a team of human threat hunters at Huntress looking for malicious tradecraft and things that are making it past the preventive security tools like antivirus or firewalls.
It's August 2nd. We're here at ChannelCon, and I'm here with the famous...
Or infamous.
It is totally infamous. Heather Margolis, and we're here to talk about CDAC, and what are your thoughts about the community event that we're doing right now, and what influence do you think we will have over the industry as a whole?
I think, so, brand new member, I think it's amazing getting distribution and vendors and channel partners in the same room, having the conversations, asking what's needed, what is being provided today, and where we go from here.
We're here live in Chicago at ChannelCon.
ChannelCon.
I've got Vicky Bruns from ConnectWise.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about, quickly, tell me, this is your first live event at this particular group, CDAC.
Yes.
And tell me your thoughts
100%.
On it.
It has been a wonderful experience. The first time I went to a ChannelCon was back in 2017 in Austin, Texas, but I was not part of the Channel Development Advisory Council then.
It didn't exist back then.
It didn't exist. Oh, right. It had a different name.
We're here live in Chicago with the head of the Channel Development Advisory Committee, Juan Fernandez. Juan, tell us about the CDAC. Tell us about what your thoughts are. What's the impact of CDAC in the industry? And tell us your overall feeling about the first time an in-person meeting has really happened in a long, long period.
I think I'm just really excited to be back, right? I think we get one of the big things for the Channel Development Advisory Council is to try to build out advice for the channel in regards to go-to-market strategies or advice around vendor or ISV or VAR or MSP, you know, strategies that they can enact customer success, right? I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, as we sit down and do these working sessions, there's really, you know, hybrid, as much as I love it, or virtual as it may be, I mean, it wasn't the same. I mean, we really interact well together. There's a great group of people there. I mean, there's a lot of personalities, and a lot of that emotion that happens in person can't be harnessed over virtual. And so for me, it's really exciting to have everyone back.
Good morning. Welcome to MSP Dispatch Special Report. Today, we're going to be covering the story of SuperOps.ai and their recent marketing efforts with their flash mobs at DattoCon. Today, I'm joined by CEO and co-founder of SuperOps AI, Mr. Arvind Partheeban. He's going to be talking to us about SuperOps and the marketing efforts and the recent stuff in the news. So thanks for joining us, Arvind. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I'm good to be here.
And of course, Phil, we can't forget the most important part of what makes MSP Dispatch so special, which is you, the viewers. You all are the reason that we get up every week to make this show. And not only that, but your voice is what makes this show unique and important.
That's right. Every episode, we get fantastic insight and feedback from our viewers. Why don't we take a look back at some of our favorite comments and feedback from the viewers?
Another feedback from our good friend Isaac over in one of our Discord channels writes that he thinks it's time we should get a different bleep. Tony, our last episode where we were talking about shit, he doesn't think the bleep we use for all the shit and all the good enough. So I want to know what the fuck you think about this sprinkles.
Wolf.
So Isaac, I hope this is good enough for your shit, so we've changed this shit for you. Nobody should ever say that.
Yes.
And we should close that with
hate sex.
That's right. Let us know how we did, Isaac.
So Ray, we got some good feedback coming in. I'm going to throw out the last one first from Connor Swalm, who says, LOL, keep putting the outtakes at the end. I'll keep watching them. Those outtakes are absolutely hilarious. They're amazing. And I watch them literally first before everything, every single episode. So I just want to point that out. But here's the one we're going to end with. We got an email or message from Darren Kitchen, the owner of Hack 5, the maker of the rubber ducky, the article that we talked about, the cutest, most terrifying entity on this planet. Ray, tell me your thoughts.
He says, thanks for the shout out. Keen on keeping InfoSec cute. We appreciate you, Darren. Been following you for years. Go check out hack5.org and all the other stuff Darren's in. Really cool stuff. And we got more feedback from Discord. I don't think we've had this much feedback ever. We have JCS of Ramsey Solutions saying, I love that groovy beat between the stories. I do too. Absolutely. We have Reject saying we got major screensavers vibes. Absolutely we do. And closing out with Isaac saying, my apologies to your editor. That was great. Referring to all the new bleeping we did. Phil, you have your apologies, but Isaac, you have my thanks because that was awesome. In our feedback section from YouTube, we have Joshua Smith on the last episode. Any more insight on how you're doing desired state configuration for DNS records for your clients? Joshua, I'm not going to get too far into it on this episode.
I told you that was hot. I told you. I said so this
is I'll give you a secret, okay? In our feedback from the YouTubes, DisJosh23 says, emoji reactions for emails? Come on. This meeting could have been an email. Is now this meeting could have been a Teams message. I don't disagree with that. Emoji reacts for Teams. Leave them out of email. I get enough as it is. I agree. I'd love to see some Giphy responses. Who doesn't love a dancing, you know, red panda or whatever? Yes, I love red pandas.
And finally, from Disc Josh 23, LOL, Tony, how many takes did you have for that article? You have no idea how many times the power, during the hurricane, the power kept turning on, off, on, off, on, off. And everyone was going crazy, but the team was so supportive of all of that. I don't know what actually occurred in the outtakes. You know why? Because I couldn't watch it because we had a hurricane here in Tampa. But the feedback was amazing. Thank you very much. We strongly recommend that you make as many comments as possible. It actually helps us put some ideas together as we move forward with the next show.
From our good buddy, Tony Kai. Tony, I actually never asked him, but you know, let's go with Tony Kai over at Nerdio. Says, if you hit the thumbs up button twice, it cancels the first thumbs up, referring to my usual closing. If you like it, hit it, the thumbs up. If you don't like it, hit it twice. So he said he did it three times for us. Tony, you're a friend and a gentleman, sir. I appreciate you. I'm going to start saying, if you like it, hit it once. If you don't like it, hit it three times. But we're going to get hardcore into math. So thanks for that, Tony. This Josh says, don't apologize. The intro is awesome. Referring to the SpongeBob rendition. So, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That was the best. That was the best.
And sometimes all you need to say is you just say it all with one word. And Mason Schmidt says that one word is eat.
Eat.
Thank you, Mason. We appreciate you.
In our upcoming community events on November 29th at 10 a.m., MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Media Network. On November 30th at 12 p.m., Build It Better MSP Discussion presented by Everything MSP. On December 2nd, an in-person event, CompTIA Global Space Summit in Washington, D.C. And also on the 2nd at 10 a.m., MSP Dispatch Week Wrap-Up presented by the MSP Media Network. And finally, on the same day, the 2nd at 5 p.m., we'll have the latest episode of 38 at 38.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. We all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
All right, here it goes, everybody. So how'd you like today's show? If you liked it, smash that. No way. Everybody says that now. I'm going to change it. I'm going to say politely tap that thumbs up button. You got to be nice to the like button. He's your friend. And if you didn't like it, well, then go ahead and hit it twice or three times, as we like to say now. If you want to hear more.
I don't have three thumbs.
We got to work on that. If you want to hear more of the show, go ahead, hit that subscribe button on YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. Did you know we also have a Discord where we post stories all week? You can propose your own stories and you can even vote on which ones we'll cover. Be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. And if you have any questions, please email us news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode or leave us a voicemail at 833-MSP-Network. I did it, Ray. I got it.
That was perfect. Now, on behalf of the whole MSP Media Network family, we want to wish you all a happy and safe Thanksgiving. We also want to take this opportunity to say how thankful we are to you, the viewers. We truly couldn't do the show without you. So with that being said, go eat some leftovers. Watch out for those Black Friday deals. Watch MSP Dispatch. And we'll see you guys next week on Tuesday.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
See you guys. See you, everybody.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
All right. I think we're good to go. If you are, I think you're muted though.
I am already. I was muted. You know, you have to, if we're doing an MSP Dispatch episode, I have to start it muted. We have to have the whole experience. All right. All right. Okay. Okay. Hold on. All right. All right. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the November 25th episode of MSP Dispatch. You're so...
Hold on. Your mic is like real hot. I don't know if you want to lower it.
I thought I'm just talking loud as... Loud as a dolphin. Hold on.
Hold on. I can't do it.
Okay. Good morning and welcome to the November... Good morning.
It's still kind of hot. It's still kind of like distorting.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Still that's better.
Distorted? Okay. Good morning and welcome to the 20... Okay. Good morning. This is harder than I actually... Like, I'd rather sit in the back and let them handle it. Okay. Okay.
First up, we're going to take it all the way back. Actually, I'm going to do that part again real quick. Burp, burp, burp. I get some outtakes too, right?
Of course. You gotta share the outtake spotlight. And after that, you see some of the best banter bits. Hold on. And after that,